Welcome to the Next Level Business Podcast for entrepreneurs who are looking to take their business and wealth to the next level.
Hey guys, welcome back to Next Level Business Podcast. I am your host, Shane Morrow. We've got a really cool guy in the house today, Mr. Anthony Bertolino. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for having me, Shane. Happy to chat.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show. I'm flying solo today. We don't have Josh, but hopefully I can hold down the fort. But today we're going to talk about crypto. Now, you know, the podcast is all about real estate, business, and that's generally what we do deep dives on. And we don't necessarily do a ton of deep dives on stocks, but we're going to do so today. So Anthony is with iTrust Capital. And he is an analyst for them. And I love those guys because when I was in banking, the analysts were really the smartest guys in the room. It wasn't the bankers. It was the analysts that underwrote all the deals. So it's a pleasure to have you, bro.
Yeah, of course. You know, talking about business, talking about real estate is always fun. And crypto is interesting because it plays at sort of an intersection between all industries. And then you can kind of dig into whatever niche your field is. And so, you know, we work in crypto IRAs, but I love everything in crypto.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you. I know myself, I have crypto, but I don't have a clue what it is. I hate to admit it, but I cannot grasp this concept of the blockchain, but I know this is the wave of the future. And so before we get started, man, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, most definitely. And to echo that, it is definitely the future. And so, you know, I got out of undergrad quite a few years ago. I worked in compliance and privacy, and then got recruited to an alternative assets investment firm where I helped build out one of the first crypto IRA desks. And so this was one of the first firms in early 2017 who really started doing crypto retirement accounts. And so it was with that firm for a few years. And then I joined iTrust Capital a little under a year ago as a sort of a partner, as well as the director of brand, client experience, a few different roles. And so been here for about a year now. We are officially the largest crypto IRA company in the US. We're by far the number one. And really, crypto retirement accounts, I think, is one of the biggest emerging type of things. And now and over the next few years, where people are finally wanting exposure to crypto, but they didn't know that they can get the tax advantages of their retirement accounts. And so that's really what we're focusing on at iTrust.
Yeah. And I will say, I have been looking for that myself. And you go online, you're like, okay, where can I do IRA and crypto, or can I even do it at all? So we've got the number one player in the field, iTrust Capital. We got one of their star analysts here on the show today. So to get everybody up to speed, all the guys that have a lot of have a lack of knowledge, I should say, about what actually is crypto, give us a high level dummies version of what that is and why it's here to stay. And it's not just some joke, some fly by night thing that everybody thinks it's going to fall apart.
Yeah, most definitely. And so what most people don't realize is they think that Bitcoin might have been the first crypto, right? Oh, it's the first crypto. It's been around, but it's going to get taken over. And while people might have views about new emerging blockchains and crypto assets, Bitcoin was actually the culmination of quite a few years and quite a few digital currency tests. I mean, there was B money, there was E gold. People can dig into the history before Bitcoin of the cypherpunks. And these are computer scientists in the 80s and 90s who believe that you should have privacy with your money. You should have money that cannot be confiscated. You should have the right to certain things that has to do with your money, maybe even debasement or avoiding inflation, to take the power of digital things, but bring it into the money realm. And Bitcoin was sort of a culmination of that. And that was, you know, 11 years that the genesis of Bitcoin has came around. And so what I like to think of it is, you know, it might've seemed weird a few years ago, but now something's been around 10 years, you know, after the internet's been around now, what, 25, 30 years, even maybe less. We can't think of a world without the internet, right? Like it's unfathomable. And now we're at the point, you know, looking at like the Lindy effect, where, you know, Bitcoin's been around for 10 years, give it another 5 or 10. And we're not even going to imagine a world where it's not around. A lot of young kids are growing up experiencing digital skins and video game items, and they truly understand this sort of digital scarcity. And so now we're able to, because of the blockchain, make money digitally scarce, make art digitally scarce. And, you know, people hear the word crypto or hear the word token and, oh, it's something fake. But there's a whole industry of something called token economics, where tokens are actually designed to do particular things with economic constraints on them. And it's amazing. It's a huge rabbit hole, but it's here to stay. It's revolutionizing, touching real estate, touching art, touching global supply chain. And it's an exciting time to be an investor for sure.
Yeah. So here's the first question. I know everybody wants to know this. How high is Bitcoin going to go?
Yeah. So first and foremost, things like timeframes are probably the most important, right? If we were to say 100 years, you know, Bitcoin at least probably goes to $1 million, in my opinion, just because.
You really think so? You think Bitcoin will be at $1 million?
In 100 years?
Oh, in 100 years.
Yeah. So that's where timeframes come into play, right? Because the US dollar, we increased the US dollar supply, I believe, by like 30% in the last, 18 to 24 months, right? And so I think if the time frame is a few years, I think Bitcoin goes over 100,000 this market cycle. I think for sure it goes over 100,000. Not investment advice, my opinion as a sort of investor and analyst. I think things like Ethereum do much, much, much better. Although it's important to say, what a lot of people forget to understand is a lot of people will look at crypto, the price of Bitcoin, and then compare it to the price of Dogecoin. They say, well, hey, Dogecoin is 0.001 cents or it's 10 cents. Bitcoin's 50,000. That means Dogecoin is so darn cheap. Imagine it goes to 50,000. Where what a lot of people don't understand is there's price and then there's also supply, right? And price and supply are what come together to actually make a market cap and make an actual value that people can understand. And so, yeah, I think Bitcoin goes to $1 million in 100 years or less, probably a lot less. And I think it goes to $100,000 within the next 24 months.
That's a good prediction. So I've gotten Bitcoin wrong all along the way. I have made a little bit of money, but every time I sell, it keeps going higher. It makes me crazy. So
I don't blame you.
Yeah, but I have made some money on Ethereum. Mm-hmm. But why do you think that's going to be a better return than Bitcoin?
Yeah, that's a good question. And so it sort of comes down to fundamentals. I mean, the fundamentals of Ethereum, and we wrote an article about this on iTrust Capital. It says like something like Ethereum is the world's greatest IRA asset ever. And the reason why is Ethereum is a little different than Bitcoin. So Bitcoin can move value, can move money anywhere in the world 24/7, and it's unstoppable and it cannot be seized. So it's like a Swiss bank account on steroids. That's Bitcoin. Can move value, unstoppable. Ethereum can do that, and it can also do tons of other things through something called smart contracts. So you can have unstoppable lending markets. You can have unstoppable digital identity. You can have unstoppable decentralized exchanges where you can even exchange currencies with no middleman in an unstoppable, uncensorable fashion. And what this means is the addressable market is a lot more. Bitcoin's sort of a digital gold. Ethereum is sort of an internet money. And just recently, Beeple and NFTs are all over the headlines, right? An artist by the name of Beeple sold his digital art for $69 million. That's built on Ethereum. Everything in crypto that's happening that's hot is built on Ethereum. And Ether, the asset, is sort of the underlying blockchain, the equity ownership piece of everything built on top. And so, I fundamentally believe it's one of the best assets inside of an IRA ever. And for real estate investors, Ethereum gives cash flows. So that's worth mentioning as well.
How does it give cash flows?
Good question. So Bitcoin is built on something called proof of work. Long story short, you put up computers, you mine for Bitcoins, and you find Bitcoins. These computers secure the network. Proof of work, basically like energy. Ethereum is different. It's called proof of stake. You basically have to put your Ether up and it secures the blockchain. And so as long as you have your money locked up, and you're not being a malicious actor, you're being one of the good guys, you get paid additional rewards, the cash flows from people using the system. And so, you know, Ethereum yields right now, Ether and ETH 2.0, around 6 to 8% per year. And that's just on the cash flows. That's not the appreciation of the base value.
And you will get that inside your iTrust IRA. If you hold Ethereum, you'll get that same return?
So we have not enabled staking yet. So right now you do get to hold the Ether, but you don't get the staking rewards. And that's sort of because Ethereum staking is new. It requires some additional infrastructure. It's something we do plan to support within the next 12 months, I would say. And, you know, it's very exciting. It's similar to owning a house, having the house being able to appreciate, but also getting the cash flows at the same time.
Who's actually paying this money for the staking?
Yeah, good question. So there's two things there. First off, there is a very, very small amount of inflation that secures the network. It's still a lower amount of inflation than, say, the US dollar. It's a similar amount of inflation as, say, Bitcoin. I don't know what it is, maybe 4% a year, 3% a year. So part of that is if you become a staker, you get a little bit of inflation. Now, where the even more money comes from, though, is the users. So for example, when Beeple, the artist, sold his, you know, multi-million dollar NFT on Ethereum, he had to pay a gas cost, a user cost. Sort of like when you buy something from Amazon, you have to pay a small fee. When you use Ethereum, you have to pay a small fee, and those fees go to the Ethereum holders. And there are hundreds of thousands of people using Ethereum every second in the art world, in the decentralized finance world, global supply chain, corporations. And it's sort of like becoming an owner in the future internet. It's an incredible thing.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I don't understand what the hell you're saying at all.
I'm sorry, man.
And it's one of those things, I'm taking notes as fast as I can, but it's one of those things I think we're going to have to listen to multiple times. But I got to tell you, everybody listening, you've got to go back and listen to this multiple times. You got to read everything you can. That article that you said that you guys have, is that on the website where we all can get access to it just to learn more about what it is, the difference between Bitcoin and Ethereum?
Yeah, itrustcapital.com. We have something called a knowledge center. So there's a little knowledge center that, hey, you could spend 10 or 20 minutes and kind of learn about crypto IRAs, or you could spend a few hours and learn why crypto inside of a retirement account is so impressive and why Ethereum or Bitcoin or anything might be a good option. And it's, as you mentioned, like listening to this one or two times can be helpful because crypto is sort of, you know, you can quickly see the vision when someone like me mentions it, but you still got to then do a little bit of homework. And it's up to people. If they want to do the homework, we do have a knowledge center. And, you know, hey, sometimes you got to do the reading to get the money, right?
Yeah. And I'll be honest, you got to do the reading. You know, anything great in life, you really got to, you got to dive down and you got to figure it out. I mean, you can take advice from people, but it's, you always have the potential to get snowed when you don't know what people are talking about. And so that's why it's so important for you to take the time, get the knowledge. You've got to get the knowledge on this. This is something brand new. All we know is the dollar, right? And it's a fiat-based currency, meaning that it's not backed by anything other than, you know, the government's agreement to fund it. But we are, what, $30 trillion in debt right now?
Whew, and growing.
And growing rapidly. And we're going to wake up in another 2 or 3 years, it'll be at $40 trillion. And at some point, you're going to start to see the dollar lose steam. It got downgraded a couple of years ago. It was the first time it ever went from, you know, the A-plus status that it had. It went one notch down. And I see more of that coming in the future. So this digital currency is the wave of the future. And we have got to spend the time, guys, to learn it and know it.
100%. You're on point. And what's so important of that is you got to do the reading, because with crypto is one of the scariest places of all. You'll hear so much noise, so much people telling you to buy this coin or buy that coin, buy Dogecoin, buy Ripplecoin. And there's thousands of coins.
Or not get in it at all.
Or you just stay away and you just watch it and you call it a scam for 10 years.
But I think he's off on this one.
Totally. And the longer it's around, the longer it shows its robustness, the more faith that will be, you know, driven to it. And luckily, the people that dig in, you'll see that this isn't just like a buy this and hope it goes up. A lot of these systems have real economic activity, real users, real cash flows, real free fees. And it's an amazing time to be an investor. I'll say that for many years to come.
Yeah. So one of the things that fascinates me, I've got a friend of mine who is, how old are you?
I am 29.
I can tell you're pretty young, but you're pretty switched on. So we're glad to have you. But I've got a friend that's not much older than you, but he's incredibly switched on. But man, he has been studying crypto for a long time, and he's got a business. And the business, instead of holding cash, you're seeing a lot of businesses do this. Tesla did that. Elon Musk moved Bitcoin by himself, you know, about a month or so ago when he announced that Tesla was going to own Bitcoin as a treasury reserve instead of cash.
Mm-hmm.
And on a smaller scale as business owners, we can do the same thing. If you're sitting with a bunch of money in your bank account as a business owner, it is good to move that into some of these crypto assets, especially when you start to get to the staking where you can actually earn money on your money while it's sitting there. And I've got a friend that has done that. Him and he's got a partner, and both these guys are young, very switched on, and they've been at this for a while. And they turn nothing. They have made over $100,000 just in their treasury reserve account at their business.
Wow.
And I have been blown away watching this. I've been jealous because I haven't, but they have been on it for a really long time. And so that's a heads up for all you business owners out there listening.
Yeah. And what that is that's where people are now taking the, you know, turning their mind on and saying, hey, I can manage my treasury, right? If I have my business sitting there with assets, I can make that at least useful or at least consider what it's doing. And that's where we come in on the flip side with your IRA. You know, if you're a listener and you have an IRA or a 401k or a retirement account, are you thinking about where that is? Are you doing your retirement treasury management? And, you know, maybe it's time to think about if a small allocation or what that looks like to get into crypto assets. And for business owners, another great thing not a lot of people know is there's something called a SEP IRA, S-E-P, a self-employed plan, where if you're self-employed, you can take a chunk of your money, get the tax benefits, and get into a retirement account to grow with tax advantages. And this is called a SEP IRA. A lot of companies do it. We also do it. And so that's another thing to consider.
Yeah. And so I'll give you my portfolio right now on the crypto side and tell me what you think of it. Mm-hmm. Shoot it down if you don't like it. So, have you ever heard of the Voyager coin?
I have. Although I think Voyager is something that because it's a centralized company, it can be evaluated from a fundamental view, like a discounted cash flow or price to earnings, whereas most cryptos are a little different because they're protocols. But that's just worth mentioning. Voyager is a corporation that issued their stock as a token, and so, but they're not a protocol.
Okay. So, yes. Yeah. The only reason I'm in Voyager is the same guy I was telling you about. And he made a killing on Voyager. And unfortunately, I haven't made hardly anything. It's kind of tapped out to where it is right now. But,
and that's the thing is, you know, just look at the financials. It's sort of like a stock at that point, right? Where like it's a real company, they might have earnings. It's not a protocol. So it's fine though. It's not bad by any means.
So that's number one. The second one I've got is Polkadot. And then I've got Ethereum. And then I've got just a little bit of Bitcoin. But I sold out of my Bitcoin. I went to Ethereum. I always get those names pronounced wrong. And that's right.
You did it good there.
They always get on me. But I switched out of Bitcoin into that just because I thought it was going to be a better return. And so far, it's kind of been the case.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And so to touch on the second one, Polkadot. Polkadot's great. We just recently added Polkadot. Polkadot is sort of like the little brother to Ethereum. One of the co-founders, Gavin Wood, he left Ethereum Foundation because it was moving a little slow. It was too decentralized. And he wanted to start his own corporation and create Polkadot. It's a great project. And we also offer that as well. So Polkadot is another thing that's exciting. And then as you mentioned, Ethereum and Bitcoin, those are sort of the blue chips, right? That you gotta have. And you know, maybe not as crazy volatile, but man, I mean, still as good as anyone can imagine almost, right?
Okay, so what are you holding and what do you recommend?
Yeah, so me personally, it's important to say, you know, as here a representative of iTrust Capital, this is not financial advice. My personal portfolio, I try to stick with sort of the big boys for the majority, right? I keep a bulk of my money in Ethereum. I keep another large reasonable chunk in something like Bitcoin. But I do have a good stake in Polkadot. I do have a good stake in something called Chainlink. We're going to be adding Chainlink in the near future as well. Everything else is kind of too small to even really mention or anything like that.
No. I want you to mention it because so many of those small ones are where so much money is made. Like that friend of mine that got on the Voyager coin, he was in at 30 cents and now it's at $6.
Yeah. Well, so I'd say to kind of bunch it together, there's a lot of exciting new things called decentralized finance. And so those are things like Sushi, Uniswap, Balancer, Enzyme, Compound, Aave, right? Like those are a big five right there. And these are the ones who, these are applications that are built on top of Ethereum. So remember, Ethereum's the internet. So think of the internet. And then on top of the internet, you have Facebook, you have Google, you have Amazon, you have Yahoo, you have all these different companies. Now, DeFi, you know, Sushi, Aave, Uniswap, Balancer, these guys are built on top of Ethereum. These are the future big banks, big internet, big money protocols. And so I also invest in those. We haven't added those to iTrust Capital yet. We will in the future, hard to say on timelines. Anything else? I mean, I really don't have any other exposure. Again, most of my money's in Ethereum, a good chunk's in Bitcoin, you know, Polkadot, Chainlink, and then DeFi.
Give me those five again. Sushi, Uniswap, Compound.
Aave, Yearn Finance, it's just YFI. Yeah. And so, and if you, and anyone, this is a really good tool. You head to DeFiPulse.com, D-E-F-I Pulse, like your heartbeat.com, DeFiPulse.com. This will actually show you what are the top DeFi protocols. What are their revenues? What are their cash flows? Another good one, TokenTerminal.com, TokenTerminal.com. Now this can give you, if you want to look at the revenues and the cash flows and the price to sales or the price to earnings, these are for the real investors. These aren't for the gamblers, right? And now you start getting this mindset open of being a real crypto investor, not a speculator. And then you start to say, hey, but the first rule of it all is tax advantages, because taxes are 20, 30, 40, 50%. And that's why my time, I work anywhere in crypto, if my heart was set on it. The reason why I'm at iTrust is because I believe the rule number one is getting crypto in your IRA. That's my opinion, right? Just Bitcoin or Ethereum in your IRA with the tax advantages versus gambling on some random coins outside your IRA. Even if those other coins perform better, when you factor in the taxes, it probably would have been better just to even buy vanilla Bitcoin in the IRA. So that's sort of my opinion. Tax advantages first.
Man, you're giving out some great info. I'm really enjoying this, bro. So how do people get in touch with you and iTrust?
Yeah, so the best thing, in my opinion, is itrustcapital.com. You can put in your email there. If anyone, just to get this off now, if anyone heads to our website, use the next level as a promo code, just next level, all caps, NEXTLEVEL. You actually get 1 month for free on our platform. So it's worth even heading there, type in next level, set up an account, get a feeling for it. And then if you want to do an IRA transfer or rollover later, at least you get 1 month for free. But we also, if you head to itrust.com, itrustcapital.com, we have a crypto IRA guide and a gold IRA guide. These are free. Put in your email, you get the crypto IRA guide. Kind of gives you an overview of what are the tax benefits? Why would I want a crypto IRA? And anytime, people can always schedule a call as well. Typically, I'm not on the call scheduling anymore because I run a lot of brand activities, but a lot to learn for sure.
So you mentioned about you can see these financials. Did I hear you right? You can see the financials of these different cryptos?
Correct. Yeah. TokenTerminal.com. They have a free service, which I use, and I should pay them. They have a premium service, which I haven't looked at, but that's where you can go. So for example, Tesla, the price to earnings of Tesla from a fundamental investment point of view, you know, it's like trading at like 1,000, right? So every time you buy the stock with Tesla, the price of the stock is trading at 1,000 times its earnings. Where when you come from a fundamental Warren Buffett investment view, that means it's overvalued. If you think about the cap rate, right, in real estate, we want good cap rates. Maybe we want a 6 to 12%. That would be a cap rate of Tesla at like a 0.001. Like it's actually like a negative cap rate almost. Where a value investor, you typically want to buy things that are maybe like a price to earnings of 20 or maybe have a good dividend, right? Tokenterminal.com can show you these things. And so Ethereum, its price to earnings is like a cheap undervalued stock from an earnings perspective and a yield, but with hyper growth ability, which is insane.
Yeah, that's why we love having analysts on. That's why I was saying that the smartest guys, you know, in the room on the banking side for sure, because we're talking about when you peel it back, you know, we're talking about P to E ratios and stuff like that, and whether it's a value or not. And that's the fundamental analysis part. So we love that. I'm going to check that out, man. I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know that you could see the financials on these different cryptos.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, it's a secret. Honestly, you have most of the people who are sort of professional capital allocators in the space, like the work I do outside of iTrust as well. And people don't care. They want to hear about what is the next moonshot. But I'll tell you, the people who are steadily getting rich in this market are the people who do the research, maybe get some tax advantages, and you just enjoy. And then it's great. And then it's just good. So, yeah.
So how many people over there running iTrust Capital?
So I think our team's up to probably around 50 now with our new hires, but growing very, very rapidly. And the reason why—
I bet you guys are blowing it up because of crypto and Bitcoin and what's going on in that space.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're approaching about $1 billion in assets under management. You know, very impressive trading revenue. Our clients are very, very happy. And it's because we are the first low cost, easy to use, 24/7, essentially tax-free trading for your crypto. And that's for US only, right? US people only, but it's a no-brainer.
And you guys have an app?
We're building the app. So right now you'd have to use your browser on your laptop or tablet or phone. It's still mobile friendly, but the app's in progress for the people who like to be a little more active.
Okay. Give us one last dummies version of why you think crypto is such a great investment.
Yeah. So sort of a culmination of multiple factors. So first and foremost, the human race is finally waking up that the government just prints money out of nowhere. And the last 2 years,
let's say for what it is, the government is, they run this thing like it's monopoly money. It's an absolute joke. It's a farce. We can't get anything done.
Agreed. Sorry. And no, you're 100% right. And it's going to come back to bite them in the butt, right? And the people who lose, in my opinion, over the next 5 or 10 years are the people who either are not paying attention to that or the people who hold all their money in like dollars, right? And so where crypto's on the flip side, the farthest other spectrum, you have new protocols, which are delivering amazing value from a technological perspective, depending on what you need. But they have fixed monetary supply. Sometimes more is getting burned each year than is even being minted. So you have dollars hyperinflating. And people are finding out it's kind of a farce. Then you have crypto networks, amazing value, more users, more companies building on it. The future of finance, but it also doesn't have a lot of inflation, maybe even deflationary. And what you'll see is those amazing new assets versus the dollar, they're going to outperform the dollar drastically. And now with crypto, though, what's important is if you turn 10K into 100K and then you sell, you probably owe 20, 30, 40, 50% to the taxes, right? Unfortunately, depending where you live, what state, what income tax bracket, if you do that in something like a Roth IRA, you turn 10K into 100K, it's all tax-free. That's why I think tax planning is the most important, and IRA retirement accounts are so powerful. When you combine them with crypto, sort of like a steroids, right? It's insane.
So where do you see Ethereum in the next 12 to 24 months?
I have a very bold personal view that, and you know, welcome being wrong. I think Ethereum approaches $1 trillion market cap by the end of this sort of market cycle next, you know, 3 years or so, and sits in, and that's where Bitcoin is now, just to clarify, right? And that's where Ethereum then sits with the Facebooks, the Amazon, the Googles of the world. But then it probably corrects hard, right? So like sort of how Bitcoin went to 20K and then went down 80%. I think if Ethereum goes to 10K, it probably goes down pretty hard after that. But I think a lot of money made on the way up. And that's where risk management is important, right? Selling on the way up, dollar cost averaging, working with a financial advisor or you know, someone like that. I think those are important tools in a volatile asset class.
So you think 10K on that one, maybe before it corrects?
I think, and there'll be corrections on the way. I think 20 to 30% corrections are very normal in this market.
Which is painful. I've been a part of that. It hurts bad.
It does. It
freaks you out. I'll be honest with you.
I agree.
Yeah. So, all right. iTrust Capital. When you go there, you can type in promo code Next Level and you'll get a month for free. Is that right, Anthony?
That is correct. Yeah. It definitely use Next Level. Just set up a free account. It says free account there. You can check it out. You know, and then if anyone has any questions, you can always schedule a call. You can talk to our team. Most people just fall into two buckets, honestly, when interacting with our company. Either you don't have a retirement account and you can always put in new cash or cash contribution. On the flip side, if you do have a retirement account, if you have an IRA, if you have an old 401k or at an old job, somewhere sitting there, you can roll those over or transfer those. It's a non-taxable event. And then you have a lump sum of money to put into crypto. Because a lot of people, hey, I don't want to sell my real estate. I don't want to take money out of my bank. But I got an old 401k that has, you know, 30 grand in it, 50 grand in it. Let me go put some of that to work. And you can do that.
All right. Well, that's it for today's show. Brother, we want to thank you for being on, man. You've enlightened a lot of us. You've given me, I was kind of nervous about the account that I've got with all the money that I've got sitting in Ethereum and Polkadot. And so you've calmed my nerves, bro. I'm going to keep it in. I'm not going to sell.
I think be prepared for volatility, but my personal view as an investor is I think prices are a lot higher 12 months from now.
Awesome. Thank you for your time, sir. And if we have some interesting things going on in the crypto space, we'll have you back.
Yeah. Anytime. It was good chatting and we'll talk to you in the future.
Yeah. Thanks for the feedback.
Thanks.